Integrity's operating expenses. So the state regulation, they changed the regulation a few years ago that mandates that service providers such as us have to belong to a behavioral health collaborative such as Integrity for contracting purposes. So I do have $10,000 that's already in this year's budget to cover the expense. So again, looking to get your permission to enter into the agreement and pay the annual fee.
I make the motion.
So they use the 10,004. I mean,
Integrity, administrative. Yes, Integrity has four staff people that work on data management, contracting, productivity type things for all of us service providers as a whole. So it goes, the fee goes to help pay, support their operating cost. It covers about 37% of that operating cost, and then the rest is on the responsibility of Integrity's staff to cover the other expense through grant proposals and other funding opportunities.
Thank you.
Any other questions? We have a first, we have a second.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank
Great.
You.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Hank.
Good morning. Is Kathy Muller with us?
I'm here, Carol. Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning.
So I have a couple of resolutions before you to clean up last year. The first one is a capital project for my department for a server that is going to support our mobility project for our caseworkers having their iPads and such out in the field, and it will support remote printing, scanning, faxing. It's going to add a layer of security as well, and it also will help us with an audit trail of those documents. And so I'm transferring from computer equipment $52,204.91. And the associated revenues that will go with that is $32,367 state dollars and $19,837.91, which is not, I apologize, is not on your resolution today, but we'll revise that and it'll be adjusted to show the local share. So we're transferring that into the mobility project, capital project for this year. So it's last year's funding that we were planning on doing this project. So now we're just transferring this into 2021.
So moved. I'll second.
Kathy, I just have a question. So have we started this project yet? I know we approved it last year.
Yes, we've been working with the company Deanna, and it's been, you know, a slow progression, but COVID slowed it down.
Okay. So how far along are we? Do you have any idea?
Well, all the caseworkers now have iPads. They're
in training right now. So they're doing pod training with the people who have been in practice doing the practice sessions. So we're getting it rolled out. So we've had multiple trainings already. We were already working with identified individuals like within each unit who have that expertise and enthusiasm for it. And now they are training the others in their area. So we should be live fairly soon. I mean, it's really coming together. And
they've been using the iPads for most of the year. So it allowed them to take pictures out in the field. It allowed them to do documentation out in the field. But the rest of the mechanics of the cases, this is going to expedite that. So they're going to be able to do their, you know, they can print from the field if it's necessary.
Thanks, Kathy. Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Carol. So the second resolution is again for 2020, and it's rolling our capital project to support the buildings and grounds projects. So again, I apologize, but the local revenue is not showing on your resolution. That will be corrected. So we've got 145, 536, 67 in repairs and maintenance. The state revenue associated with that is $72,768, and then the local share of that will be $72,768.67. And then in the body of the resolution, you will see the identified areas that we're supporting the renovations for buildings and grounds.
Any questions?
And we're already in motion for carpet, so that's a good thing.
Renovations. I assume just in your department, Kathy?
Well, not just that. No, we were able to support other renovations like the elevator, flooring, right, common areas.
Thank you.
I'll move this.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you. And the third item is we have contracted historically with Dr. Morangelo out of Corning for psychological services for evaluations when our kids need psychological evaluations. And he appears in court and makes recommendations, works with parents as well. And he's finally retiring at the end of March. So I would like to engage in a contract with Dr. Scott Anderson to pick up the practice and contract with the department. It'll be $150 an hour. So there won't be any interruption in services.
Do we have
Dr. Anderson?
He is Dr. Anderson's son, Dr. Anderson.
Pardon me?
He is Dr. Robert Anderson's son, Dr.
Oh, okay.
Anderson.
Okay. Same
he has
family.
He has a practice here in Bath.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Is there any increase in the wage we're paying?
There is. Dr. Morangelo was $130 an hour and Dr. Anderson's $150 an hour.
Is this going to cause any increase to the budget?
No. No, these charges go against each case.
All right, I got you. Okay.
Any other questions?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Carried. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
We also have Bill Carl that wants to do a presentation for the budget, correct?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Correct. Thank you, Carol. Appreciate it. So I did, we did have a late summary, I guess, that you could have received last night, I think through email or yesterday afternoon. For those here in house, I do have some hard copies if you need.
Yep. Excuse me.
So this is our state YDP funding, Youth Development Program funding from OCFS. We get funds each year. I know this is, I think, a new makeup of this committee, but the first column that you see, which is in black, was the funds that were allocations approved by this committee in November for 2020 funding. So these are programming youth centers and summer rec programs and so forth that started January 1st of last year through December 31st of this past year. So they did not approve, the state did not approve that funding until November, and this committee approved those allocations. On January 6th of this year, a month or so ago, they said, hey, here's another $8,400, which I didn't expect to come, quite honestly, but they did. So we'll take it. And this is a recommendation to allocate those funds out to the youth centers. That's the blue column in the middle that says add amount. And then the total amount is off in the right column. Just as a reminder, the red numbers are what we anticipate the allocations, the reimbursement from the state to actually be, they are withholding 20%. It's at this point still withholding 20% of allocations. And supposedly we're going to get most of it back, but I still wait and see. So at this point, the red numbers are actually what the reimbursement would be. So what I'm asking for is approval of those add amounts, which are the blue amounts in the middle column.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
All right.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We have Jack on?
Yeah, nothing on our end this month.
Okay, thanks. The only other thing I have under other business is I had sent out an email to the count, to the committees and members, and just wanted some feedback on the three ideas I sent out. Is there anyone that would like to discuss that?
I took a look at them. I thought they were all good goals to work towards. So I'd be in favor of moving forward with those.
Okay, we only need one or two. So I'd like to ask that we prioritize the ones that you think would be fitting to submit for the two goals. I can read those to you if you don't have them. The first one was leverage the public relations function of Steuben County, featuring one department bi-monthly to highlight the work of our six departments, that the work that they do for our constituents. The second one was utilize employees from other departments with expertise in specific areas to assist departments that don't have the personnel or are in need of support. Third one is by networking and collaborating with other counties, seek out assistance to updating and writing policies as needed in this ever-changing environment to keep policies and procedures current. Is there any feedback on which two you would like to pick? Or if you have any other ideas, that would be great.
Jack, do you have any comments on these?
Not particularly, no. I think they're all good goals, a lot of which, we do sort of in practice, but can formalize and strengthen certainly. So I think they're all good goals. The other thing is we're collecting departmental goals. And again, I've asked departments as every year, and especially this year, to keep them like you're doing short and prioritize them so that we don't have a list of, 10 goals in a crazy time where, we have to be a little more realistic about the priorities that we're going to meet, and you'll receive those prior to your March meeting. So, however you want to proceed, but no, I think they're all very good goals.
Thank you.
Do you want to wait until our March meeting to continue this?
That's up to you, yes. Carol. Yeah, that's up to you, Carol. The departmental goals might inform your committee goals a little bit, so that might be a good idea if you don't mind.
No, not at all. All right, then we'll just postpone this until the March meeting. All right, any other issues or questions?
One thing I did want to bring up real quick is I was reviewing the information we got back regarding the difference in the COVID cases and deaths from November till now. And it was interesting information. So I want to thank you for that, getting that information around for us. But what I would like to know, and I don't know if I want to put any more time into research on this or if anybody else does, but is if the flu cases this year, if there's been any difference in flu cases in regards to last year. So what I'm wondering is if COVID is taking the place of the cases of flu and in terms of cases and deaths. So I don't know if we'd be interested in taking a look at that information or if we would even have access to it.
So Darlene is shoveling herself out. She's buried up on the hill. So I can take that, Paul. We wouldn't have for a while the cumulative number of incidents of flu and certainly deaths, because a lot of those are reported through you know, cause of death, the death certificates that public health eventually receives. It's normally months later. What I can say anecdotally from the research that we've seen and the calls that we've had with DOH and some with the federal government, the Southern Hemisphere also saw a lower incidence of flu, which obviously impacts, you know, flu travels in a lot of ways from Southern Hemisphere to Northern Hemisphere. And that's how it spreads, obviously, through travel. So through decreased travel, increased mask wearing, those sort of things, we certainly have seen lower incidence of flu, you know, nationwide, globally as well. So but in terms of specific Steuben County numbers, you know, it probably would be a while before we would know that, because there certainly is a lag, because that information comes from hospitals and then reported up to DOH. And then in terms of if there were any deaths from influenza, that would be, you know, on the lag based on the death certificates.
Okay. I appreciate that.
And that is, are there any statistics or is it tracked as to who dies from COVID versus who dies with COVID?
So the determining factor obviously is the death certificate. So the medical doctor signing off. But the way that we report it is we rely upon either the hospitals or the nursing homes, you know, indicate that, you know, this is a COVID death. And we have had a couple instances where that we have held waiting for a death certificate because the individual had something like terminal cancer and contracted COVID and died. Now, is that a COVID death? You know, for our tracking purposes, I frankly don't know how the state reports that. For our tracking purposes, we've held off because it was undetermined by the hospital. One individual was in hospice. So we weren't comfortable enough saying this is a COVID death, you know, when the cause of death and the death certificate might be listed as cancer. So we hold off on those where they're uncertain. The other ones that we have reported are directly from the hospital or the nursing home stating this is a COVID death.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Jack? I'll ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you very much. Have a great day. Stay safe.
Thank you.
You too.
How much snow are you getting over?